So the construction of the melody, you have a lot of triads. You have, right there is a major triad, right? So the harmonic analysis of the melody, yes, you can have a harmonic analysis of a melody, right? The intervallic analysis. You got a major triad, but the first note of it is the highest of that, the highest of the three notes of that major triad, namely the fifth. And then you continue up and then back just a little bit. And then the next phrase is up a whole step from where the first phrase started. And the contour is the same. The melodic contour is still the same. That would be a C minor triad. So you're up the next chord in the harmonic series. Like you're in B flat, the first chord is B flat, and the next chord is C. Like if you had to harmonize a scale for C, for B flat, the key of B flat, you would have B flat major, C minor, D minor, E flat, F, G minor, A half diminished, and B flat. If you don't know that, stop and play through it. You know, play through it forwards and backwards. And do it with major 7 chords too. It would be B flat major 7, C minor 7, D minor 7, E flat major 7, F7, G minor 7, A half diminished, and B flat major 7. Do it backwards as well. We're going to need to know that for your harmonic analysis, which we'll get to, but right now we're only on the melodic analysis, which is, but as you can see, a little analysis of the harmony can influence the understanding of how the melody is constructed. So that second phrase, you took the whole sequence up a whole step, but still within the key of B flat. So just going back, I hope this is making sense. The first part of the melody targets the one chord, B flat, the triad of a B flat chord. And it starts on the fifth, then goes, plays the other notes, and then continues up. And then following on that upward trend, the next phrase targets the two chord. And then the next phrase targets the three chord. And then continuing up from there, targets the four chord. All right? So that's a pretty easy. So you got this. And that's how your melody is constructed. And then two. And then three. And then four. And then, okay, we'll go to the B section now. So there's a lot of to-ing and fro-ing on this song. Part of the reason that this song is so beautiful is that it takes a long time to develop. We're going to talk about this in the harmonic section, so I won't go on about it here, but it keeps you in suspense for long periods of time, kind of like that. It keeps you keeps you waiting, you know. It's a very pensive, inward-looking song, and it delays a resolution for quite a while. And this whole line of the melody, like, so you really haven't moved anywhere. You move from 3 to 2, you know, over like 4 bars, if you see what I mean. And so, like, you're just kind of waiting. And then finally you get to, but it's not really a one chord, it's a, so what basically happens is the A section ascends and the B section descends. You go from 3, in the B section, you go from 3 to 2 to 1 to 7. That's really all that's happening with embellishments in between. So the reason why thinking about this, all this, is because now I have, okay, in my brain for the melody, I'm thinking, okay, diatonic ascending triads in the A section. And descending scale in the B section. So the descending scale will be from 3 to 2 to 1 to 7. and then it actually goes 6 to 5, and that starts the cycle again for the A section. So you see what I mean? It's not just random, not just randomly looking at the intervals, but making sense of what's happening in the tune. Okay, now we get to the end of the second A. So I'm at the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th system, last bar. Okay, and now we got it climbs to the third. And then let's see what the last C section is. So we're at 1, 2, 3. We got a jump there down to the third. So this is putting all the C section, puts the other, all the other two sections together, because it climbs to 3 like the B section did, but then it goes down almost, it goes the whole octave down to the third, below the right, a whole octave down from the third above to the third below, and then you got the final motif. Chord. It's just so beautiful. The whole thing ties together so well. I hope this made sense. We're going to put it in a different key now.